A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Maridenoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Mr. Chris Ramsey.
Husband. I like husband very much. Hi, guys. Thank you very much for listening. It is episode 72.
It's not, is it?
72. Mm. As always, thank you so much for liking, rating, and subscribing and all of them things. We hope you're all okay. Before we go any further, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor. In conjunction. It's not the cat thing. I might play the cat thing later on.
Please don't.
This week's sponsor, in conjunction with the new government guidelines and the easing of lockdown, this week's sponsor is Fuggy Cracks. Hey, remember Fuggy Crack?
No.
Okay then. Half the country might not, so I might have to...
What are you talking about?
I might have to describe what it is. Hey, you can get your hair cut again. Barbers are open.
Oh.
Get your hair cut. Hey, you got a friend with a lovely fresh new haircut. Run across the room or road, or maybe only if they're in your household because you're probably not allowed to get too close, but you'll figure a way. Maybe use a stick. Whoosh, Fuggy Crack. First slap on someone's haircut.
Right, okay. Ooh. We both know Fuggy Cracks as different things.
Okay, what do you know?
I thought a Fuggy Crack was a little knuckle to the top of the head. Like a Fuggy Crack.
That's a noogie, isn't it? If you get someone in a headlock and you do the knuckles on the top of the head, that was noogie, wasn't it?
No, I thought it was a Fuggy Crack.
No, Fuggy Crack. I think Fuggy means first in sort of Geordie slang.
Mm.
First crack, first slap across the new fresh haircut.
Just want to apologise to anyone, you know, south of Leeds, because this must be really painful to listen
anyone,
to.
50% of the people in this room don't know what the fuck it is anyway, but Fuggy Crack. Fuggy Crack, a friend, definitely just someone in your household who you're allowed to go within 1 meter of now. Or maybe use a glove and a mask and get the Fuggy Cracks out. Have the haircut, whoosh, Fuggy Crack.
Right,
in conjunction with new haircuts and barbers being open. Use discount code NORETURNSIES so they can't Fuggy Crack you back.
Mm. I don't support this sponsor. Although you have had your haircut before me, so I'll be giving you
a
Fuggy Crack.
I'm absolutely buzzing with my haircut. I'm so happy.
Fuggy Crack, what is, who made that up?
Ah, just kidding.
Shite,
man.
Innit? Shite. But we still see it.
Email him. What do you call it at school when your mate had... Did you have Chris and the trainers as well? You know, if someone came in with brand new trainers and they were like, Chris and them! Just stamp on them.
I hate that you say Chris instead of Chrisen.
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 Oh, I hate that. We've talked about that before.
Oh, God.
No, I didn't do Chris and the trainers, but we did do Chinny Blaine. Chinny Blaine on.
Chinny Blaine on?
Yeah, when someone... So if someone was gutted... Or someone did something wrong, you go, Chinny Blaine.
Chinned on. Chinny.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right, this is horrible. This sorry, is everyone. Let's crack on to
hey,
the...
Hey, enjoy your haircuts, guys.
Oh, here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's Shag Maridenoid. Lovely to have you back. Pull up a chair. Get yourself a brew.
Pull up a chair. Don't know what you're doing. You might be walking the dog. A lot of people are walking dogs. Do all that.
Sit on a bench.
Sit on a bench. Maybe. Yeah. 2 metres away from... Oh, fuck. I'm being biased. If I never hear the term social distancing ever again, it'll be too soon.
Same.
Fucking sick.
Let's not talk about that bullshit.
Yes.
I can't be bothered. It makes us feel depressed. Let's talk about lovely, exciting stuff.
Lovely, exciting stuff. Oh, let's talk about the happiest thing ever. The fact that our tour got postponed. No, that's not happy.
That's not a good thing.
That's really shit.
It's been a really horrible week.
It's been an awful week. Guys, if you're listening, if you had tickets to the Shag Maudenoid podcast tour, we are so, so sorry it had to be postponed. It's just another reason 2020 can fuck off. Still don't know what's happening with my tour yet. Mine's October to December. Definitely gutted I called it the 2020 tour. Do you know?
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. Laugh it up. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh that much.
Oh,
but...
well, I mean, you could have stifled that a bit. That was Nelson totally... from... All you were doing was not pointing at us. You could have just... Oh, now you're clapping. Fuck me.
I totally forgot that you'd called your tour, which for the first time in your whole career...
Never done it.
They all sold out.
Yeah.
You called it the 2020.
I have been touring, right, since 2011. I've been touring since 2011 or 2012, right? And, yeah, no, 2011 was my first tour. And I have never, ever named the tour after the year. Never ever in my life. I've almost done it a couple of times and I never have. And the 1 year I called it the 2022, it looks like the entire thing will happen 2021.
So what are you going to call it?
No, the tickets have already been printed. People have already got them. It'll still say a 2022. It will. I mean, that's just rude. How much she's laughing at this. This is terrible.
Can you not change it?
Well, no, because all the print's gone out. All the advert, there's flyers and posters in venues. People have got, there'll be people listening to this now who've got the ticket and it says Chris Ramsey, the 2020 tour. And I look like a red cunt. I said it wasn't about cricket because it's 20/20. So it's kind of 2020 like vision. So honestly, I might just make it about cricket.
Oh, my word. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, babe. Oh. But that's
it's for the 15 minutes of laughing you just did didn't make it sound like
no,
you
it's
sorry.
Cheered me up because it's
well,
just like, because you know what it is? It's just another kick in the face, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Just like, oh, yeah, Chris, Rosie, there you can. Sod you for trying to be successful.
Have I mentioned this on the tour, on the podcast? Like, I didn't tour last year because I wanted to have a bit of time off, which never happened because I ended up doing Strictly.
Yeah.
I did Strictly. I did not enjoy the experience of dancing until right at the end. And then right at the end, as I started getting into it and enjoying it and actually getting half decent at it, I mean, not as good as everyone else on the show, obviously, like Karim and everyone was like miles ahead of us. But actually, as I started enjoying it, then I didn't go on the Strictly tour because I was writing me 2020 tour. So they went on the Strictly tour. I had a fucking great time. I could have been out dancing in arenas every night. Didn't do that to write my tour. And now my whole tour has been fucking postponed. Not that they, but as again, we don't know if the October or December dates have been postponed yet. Keep everything crossed. But
I hope it
what
goes
can you do?
Forward, but
you don't know. They're changing things all the time. Gyms are opening, pubs are opening. Fuck knows. I just don't know. We're all living day to day.
The reason we did ours was just because it's September, which will come quicker than you think.
Yeah.
And it's just better to know because a lot of people, your tour is a little bit more localized, whereas ours was big towns and cities.
Big cities, bigger venues as well.
So we were like, just if people have, you know, booked accommodation and things so that they can get the money back and stuff like that. Anyway,
yeah.
It's shite, gutted, but
hopefully we'll see us all in 2021.
Yeah, they've been postponed to next May and June.
Yep.
And we're just hoping and praying that everything's okay by then. And we didn't, well, I don't know about you, I didn't fancy doing a gig where everyone's wearing a
shit
mask.
In their pants. I didn't fancy everyone shitting their pants. Yeah. Yeah. Also, if your gig was supposed to be on a Saturday and it's moved to another day of the week, we're really sorry, but literally every single person in the touring community has changed their dates to next year. Yeah. So it was first come, first serve. Although, as we mentioned in the Instagram video, we do now open at Wembley Arena, which is goddamn terrifying.
That Chris, I haven't been on stage performing for like...
But to be the last time you're on stage performing was with Ed Sheeran, probably. When you sung at the Customs House, something like that. When you sung at the charity gig I did. You stood up and sung a song for like 3 minutes.
Mm.
So yeah. On paper, perform with Ed Sheeran, then did Wembley. That's an amazing career trajectory.
It's actually not bad.
Well, yeah, but if you look between the lines, it's little charity gig for 400 people, Wembley.
Yeah.
Madness.
And if you really, really look behind the lines, it's got all this from our husband. So...
finally, these coattails are heavy.
I know.
They're heavy. They're falling off.
I need to go on a diet if I'm going to keep hanging off your coattails. Going to be absolutely knackered.
Oh, God, I need to get them bloody rehemmed.
Babadoo, 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 ba. I'd like to say onto a lighter note, but this is something that's actually really upset us. But we're coming to terms with it.
Yeah.
Our little boy, Robin, he's got glasses.
He has got glasses, yeah.
Oh, I don't know why I found it so sad.
Well, no offence to any glasses wearers, because there will be people listening and go, well, what's wrong with that? Well, you know, you don't want your child to need a visual, an aid to be able to see. Like, you know, although his glasses are lush and everyone's got them, it's a massive part of people's lives, your wish isn't, I hope Miss Child's got something wrong with their eyes. But he looks amazing in them. He's tucked them like a duck to water.
He really has.
He's got Batman ones. He carries the case around and shows everyone.
Yeah.
And you know what? He's watching the telly now and he's not going cross-eyed. For the whole of lockdown, he's been sitting watching the telly going cross-eyed. And he's had to watch a lot of tellys. Friggin' lockdown.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the guilt I felt walking past him, just looking at him. One eye going to the shops, one coming back with a bloody change. Poor little bugger.
One eye going to the shops and the other one coming back with the change.
You never heard that phrase?
Absolutely never.
Really?
Is that a thing with cross-eyed?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I would never say it about anyone else, but because he's my son, I can say it. But it's a particularly horrible phrase. you're seeing her, man. Bloody, she's got one eye going to the shops, the other coming back with a change. You never heard that? It's a really harsh phrase. I was kind of half, like, I was like... I was saying it like half.
Oh, Chris, you know me. The harsher the better.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah.
I might tell Robin.
Do not tell Robin that phrase.
I'm not. Do you know what's been lovely, though? He's coming up with loads of scenarios because the optometrist, is that how you say it?
I think so, yeah.
I think so. And they were like, right, okay, when you need to wear your glasses all the time. The only times you take them off is for the bath and for bed.
Yeah.
But now he's come up with other times that he takes them off because he's like, right, okay, well, I'll take them off, mummy, for the bath, for bed, on the trampoline.
Trampoline, because his little friend broke hers on our trampoline. Yeah.
And then yesterday, oh my word, the cutest thing ever. Yesterday he was like, mummy, when I jump on the cushions, I'm going to take them off there because you know what I'm like.
That's it, really. 4-year-old, I was there when he said it because you know what I'm like.
Me being.
He's like a little old man.
Isn't he?
I took him into school today in the nursery and his teacher said, oh, I've got the bubble machine. I remember the bubble machine. And he just turned around and he went, it's a good job I've got me glasses because the bubbles won't go in my eyes now. I was like, go on, son.
Bless him. So he's doing really well with these glasses. Thank you, everyone, because I put on my Instagram and I got some lovely comments.
I've read some of the comments. Thank you, guys.
It's very helpful. I will say the best thing for me so far about him getting his glasses, obviously, hopefully it'll correct his vision,
number one.
Number two, he now sits on the toilet for ages because yesterday he sat on the toilet for about 15 minutes just cleaning his glasses while he was having a shite. So I passed him in the little cloth and the case. Oh, and he had a lovely little time.
You know he's going to have a momentary relapse of sort of memory and he's going to wipe his arse with that cloth.
Probably. Wouldn't put it past him. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba. Rosie.
Yes?
Big weekend this weekend.
Right.
Are you excited?
What's happening?
I don't know if you've realised. Sunday.
What?
Battle of the Boyne.
It's not, is it?
It's Battle of the Boyne.
Bloody Battle of the Boyne. I hadn't had me reminder yet, Chris.
It's Battle of the Boyne in the calendar.
Get in.
Unbelievable.
Right. What we're doing for it?
Battling in the garden.
Just boining.
I don't know. I think
what is Battle of the Boyne? Because are we just taking the piss out of something really nice?
By the way, we have got no idea what this is. So if you're listening now saying that what we're thinking here is offensive, we've got no idea what Battle of the Boyne is. I haven't even Googled it. So I just know that it pops up in my calendar. I'm not saying it's rubbish. I'm just saying it's in my calendar and I don't know what it is. I think it's just someone in America who makes Apple devices has looked through some random calendar of stuff and gone, Christmas, Battle of the Boyne, Trooping the Colour, and bloody Pancake Day is not even on
there. You know those British guys? Like, they love stuff like this. What day is this? Oh, Battle of the Boyne.
The Boyne. They love it. They get all their beer kegs in and they have a cookout for Battle of the Boyne.
And bank holidays. Let's tell them about all the bank holidays. Let's tell them
about
the
Scottish
ones. Let's
hope it doesn't drizzle for Battle of the Boyne or it'll ruin Boyne Day for everyone.
I hate
myself. Mutual self-loathing. Excellent.
Babadoo, 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 ba. So we just Googled it because we thought we'll have to get rid of that whole section if it is actually something. But where's it from?
It's from 1690. So if you know, I'm just off Wikipedia. The Battle of the Boyne was a battle in 1690 between the forces of the deposed King James II of England and Ireland and V117 of Scotland, had to work that out there, like Rocky, versus those of King William III and his wife Queen Mary II.
Well, I'm not being funny, but yeah. I find that a little bit offensive.
Beg your pardon?
Well, my great, 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 great
granddaughter was pretty fine.
Grandfather.
Right.
Might have been there.
Right, okay, yeah. All right.
So, keep his name out your mouth.
Okay, well, shagmarriedlaw@gmail.com if you've got problems with that.
Nobody will check it.
But the subject straight to junk.
Babadoo, 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 ba. So I've still been watching Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Of course you have.
So just to go back on something that I said before.
Right.
So the thing that they say is, it's not take, it's keep. Keep your name, keep my name out your mouth.
Oh, I do
it's
like
nice,
that.
Isn't
it's
it?
Fucking
isn't
cold, that,
isn't it?
Just keep my name out your mouth.
Don't keep my name out your mouth, bitch.
Do they say bitch?
They say bitch all the time.
Oh, well,
but
you're,
then
you're
they sometimes
say bitch.
They say it in like a fun way, like, okay, bitch. And then sometimes they say it in a not fun way. And then they call each other out. They were like, you said bitch in not a good way there. And
oh,
like,
my God.
I just said bitch. We called each other bitch. So we're like, that wasn't a good way. And I'm like, here, take her name out your mouth, bitch. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef? What's your beef?
Beef, 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 beef. Nothing?
No. Right. Do you know, because just a little bit like a good sitcom.
Yeah.
Can't be having it every week.
Really?
Well, you know.
A little bit like a good sitcom, you can't be having it every week.
Mm-hmm.
Sitcoms being things that are literally on once a week. As a rule.
Well, all I'm saying is I've been ill prepared.
Better to wait until you're properly prepared than to try not one out like what you did last
week. I know, exactly.
Yes, there we go.
Although PC Plod did get a lot of love.
Yeah,
on
PC
Twitter,
Plod did get a lot of love, apart from I did read an email today saying that he actually said now then, which isn't a policeman's catchphrase. It is a catchphrase of a notable TV disgraced man.
Who?
Jimmy Savile. It's Jimmy Savile's catchphrase.
Oh, it's
your policeman said Jimmy Savile's catchphrase. Yeah, now then is, yeah. So, well done for that, idiot. I love that you didn't know it. I read the email. I was like, she didn't know that. Someone's like, you know what the fishman's catchphrase was?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, how are you, man?
I'm so sorry.
We've all done that by accident.
I thought it was like, no. Oh, I don't want to say it.
Well, it was a, what do we have here? All that. I mean, it might be, and I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Like a PC Plod kind of thing. I don't know.
See?
You know when I was on, I made a bigger blunder than that on Celebrity Mastermind.
What?
You know this.
What happened? No.
So Celebrity Mastermind, you do your specialist subject. Mine was The Sopranos when I did it. And then they do the general knowledge. I'm doing scare quotes with my fingers because it's not general. It's fucking
hard.
Unbelievable. And one of the questions was, and I just kept getting them wrong. And I'm sitting there just getting them wrong or pass, getting them wrong, pass.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the questions was, who painted the such and such? It was like a really famous painting. And, you know, you can tell I'm an idiot because I didn't even remember the name of the painting.
Yeah.
So in my head, I quickly went, right, joke answer, say a funny artist or someone silly who would never paint a really famous one.
Mm.
First one that comes to your head, go.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, Rolf Harris, I said.
Wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
On BBC. See, you nearly did.
I did.
And I remember coming off, right? I came off and I was like terrified about it because I was like, the BBC are going to think I did that on purpose. And I didn't. I was just, you know, it was that or Banksy. And I was stupid and I went straight to Rolf Harris. And I came off and I just did what I did to you there. I did it to Josh Whittaker in the dressing room. I went, mate, I'm worried. They're going to think I did this on purpose to be edgy, but I didn't. I went, the question was this. I went, think of a painter now, a joke painter. He went, you didn't say Rolf Harris. I went, I did. He went, oh, Ramsey.
That was a really good Josh Whittaker impression.
Oh, my Josh Whittaker's not too bad.
That's really good. Do some more.
I think I can only do Josh.
That's really good. Well done. Oh, I love an impression. I've never heard you do a Josh Whittaker impression.
every comic can do it, Josh.
You're a man of many talents.
What's your beef then? You say I've got talents, but what's your beef?
Oh, pass me phone.
Wow.
It's on me
phone.
Wow,
talk about ill prepared.
I've got two. I don't know which one to do.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know which one to do because they're both irritated just as much as the other.
Wow, okay.
Can I do two?
You want to do two beefs? You don't want to keep one for next week? Bitch, I've got about four lined up here. If you want to dance, let's dance.
Let's do two.
Should I've do got two each?
Yeah, they're not that bad. So
got
you. No, they're not bad.
Let me just type another one in my little thing here.
No, you can't do four. I'm only doing two.
No, I've only got one typed out, so I've got me notes with all the beefs in, and then I pull one into the main notes section.
Right, great.
There's another one here.
Lovely.
Let me think. Hold on. It's just good.
Can't be making them up on the spot.
Oh, do you know what it is, right? You do yours, and then for how harsh yours are, I'll decide which one I put in.
Right, well, the first one is... exciting.
Double beefs, baby.
The first one is, last week, I decided to be a good mom. For once.
4 years in the making.
Robin, me...
decided to be a good mom.
Me and Robin were talking about planets, and he was asking loads of questions, and he thought space was a planet, and I was like, no, it's not a planet, it's where the planets live.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
space is where the planets live.
Well, it is,
tell you
isn't
what,
it?
I tell you what, podcasting's gain was GCSE physics teaching's loss, wasn't it? When you decided to do this rather than be a science teacher.
Honestly.
Space is where the planets
live.
It's
where I should be now, to be honest, but I just thought, I'm better here. So anyway, I set up loads of stuff before I went to bed. I was up till about 10:30, set out loads of like paint, and I printed loads of worksheets off and everything, right?
Wow.
I was buzzing. I put the mirror ball on and that.
Yeah,
you're saying wow, because I mean, you did come in that night and I put it all on my Insta stories, but you didn't actually take the time to watch my Insta stories and you were like, oh, I just skipped past them. But then on that night when I said, did you see my Insta stories about the planets, and Robin was buzzing, you were like, oh, I skipped past them. But that very same night, in the same breath, you then sat and explained to me, Googled, showed me pictures of why Jack Nicholson apparently got banned from going sitting courtside at his favourite blooming basketball court for spilling chilli on the floor. You didn't watch your child learn about planets on my Insta stories, but you instead took the time to Google certain sites to find out why Jack Nicholson had spilled chilli on the floor. And it actually turned out that it was all a hoax.
Yeah, I'm very sorry to say it was an Onion article and he hadn't actually spilled any chilli on the floor courtside. It's actually a Photoshop photo. So Jack Nicholson did not spill chilli.
But do you understand how that was a bit sad? That you didn't watch your child finding all of this stuff about the planets, but you... instead, you bypassed them and you sat and told me all about Jack Flippin' Nicholson spilling chili.
Right.
Somewhere,
listen,
someone I don't really care about.
Didn't want to watch them because I didn't want to hear the misinformation that you were giving our child about spaces where the planets live and the Earth's flat and all of whatever other garbage you told him. It would have just wound us up and would have just got into an argument when I corrected all of your wrong stuff. So that's why I didn't. I'm joking. I was busy. I was at a gig and I completely forgot. And I'm sorry. And I'm going to go on your phone actually and watch them because I would love to watch them.
They've gone. 24 hours.
No, they'll be in your thing. They stay and they'll be in your archive. Why have you deleted videos of your child learning about space?
Why should you get to watch them when you don't want to watch them?
That's unbelievable. Why have you deleted them? You'll never get them again.
I was there. I experienced it. Oh, it's in my memory bank.
Going to be notes to get a really harsh one for you after that.
Do you want the other one?
Yeah, go on then.
So the other beef is, do you know them stupid logs that you got from that stupid log place where they came and they were massive and they were all around the front door like we bloody live in Antarctica and it's July?
Yeah.
You brought them in the house, didn't you? Brought them in the house. Guess what? What have we been inundated with in the house since you brought them in? Yeah?
Massive moths.
Massive fucking moths. The biggest moths you've ever seen.
They're like sparrows.
They are
unbelievable.
Shocking.
I don't know how it's happened.
Shocking.
I had to take all the logs out yesterday and brush them. Me and the bairn brushed them with a brush.
Livid. I hate moths.
They were so big. It was so big, that moth. And then there was another one that it may have been the same moth. I don't know, but there were so many big moths.
So thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, you know what to say? Like a moth to the flame.
It's true. The saying is true. That's why they live in logs. However, then, I'm ready for you. I'm excited.
Okay, so my beef with you, my double beefs with you this week.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You have got a new catchphrase.
Have I?
Yeah, you've got a new catchphrase. And
keep my name out your mouth.
It's no. It's not even as cool as that. You've got a new catchphrase. Speaking of it being July, your new catchphrase is, I can't get warm. And I'm fucking sick of hearing it. You are currently sitting with a blanket on you. Have you got your slippers on?
No, I haven't.
No, you haven't got your slippers on. You put the heating on the other day, which I thought was ridiculous because it's July and we've got loads of logs that you're not even using.
Full of moths, mate.
Hey, one of those moths, you're not using them. You should be getting the fire on, killing them moths. Your new phrase is, I can't get warm.
I can't get warm. I can't get warm at the minute.
absolutely, it's up there with the bin stinks. The other day, you knocked out I Can't Get Warm and That Bin Stinks within about 2 minutes of each other.
Right, okay, well, the bin like does comet. Stink at the minute. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Because it's freezing.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's hot. And it's heating it up. I'm just getting annoyed because it's warmer outside than it is inside, and I'm starting to think there's something wrong with the house.
Right, yeah, yeah, right.
Why am I cold? Why are you all warm and I'm freezing?
I don't know what's wrong with you. It's really irritating.
Have I got a life-threatening disease?
I don't know what's wrong with you. It's fucking, God, it's annoying.
Can I get warm?
My second beef with you can't get warm, stop saying it. My second beef with you, I'll literally throw you on the fire. My second beef
with you hurry up.
This week is... Mm. We are re-watching Marvel.
Yes.
We're just doing the main ones. We're just doing Avengers and Captain America Civil War and the kind of, the ones with multiple big actors in.
Can I say what I wanted to say about Captain America? I love him.
Yes. Rosie in the past has dissed Captain America. And a lot of listeners, dear listener, a lot of you lot have slagged off Captain America because I love Captain America and you see he's boring, he's rubbish. Rosie? Explain how good he is.
Do you know what? The second time round, he's a lot less annoying, and I actually really like him.
He's incredible.
Yeah,
he's
I do amazing. Like him. He's one of my favourites.
He's the moral compass.
Yeah.
He's the protagonist. His storyline's incredible. He's the first Avenger.
He's got a nice arse.
He's got a fantastic... That's America's arse. That is America's arse.
Yeah.
He's brilliant. He's perfect. He's
all right.
Pure.
All right.
He doesn't need any gadgets or any daft gizmos. He's just got a fucking big lump of metal, a big bin lid. He just gans for it.
Right.
Do you know what? No, do you know what it is, right? If... The Avengers are all different meals, right? Yeah, Iron Man's, yeah, you know, like sushi or whatever. Spider-Man's, you know, like a lovely curry one night. Someone else has a log fire pizza. Captain America.
Sunday dinner.
He's something like that, yeah. He's either a Sunday dinner or he's your meat and two veg. Stable.
Yeah.
He's bum. He might even be bread and butter.
He's better than bread and butter.
But he's there. He's a constant. He's mint.
He's mint and dumplings.
I don't like mint and dumplings.
Oh, yes, you do.
But they're all right. I wouldn't.
Oh, you're such when it comes. You're such a liar about food. Oh,
my second
don't like
beef.
Don't like that. Have you ever tried it? No. Oh, what are you three? Oh, yeah. How are
they? My second beef with you because we're watching these Marvel films.
Yeah.
You will literally pause the film as we're watching it if you can't remember what's about to happen to ask me what's about to happen, and it's driving us mad. I'm glad we've almost finished Endgame. It's driving us
okay,
mad.
Well, do you know what drives me mad?
What?
You loser.
What?
You, every time the baddies come on, you're so buzzing that you know their full names that you'll pause it and tell us the full names for every baddie. And I'm like, I don't give a shit. It brings nothing to my enjoyment of a film.
You can't have three beefs.
Flipping can.
Right, where's my third?
I don't need to know the names of all the baddies, but you seem to think that I'm bothered and I want to know. I don't need to know. I could watch a film quite happily and never know what the main baddie's name is.
As a man who's just sitting opposite now a 33-year-old woman and has heard her use the word baddies 5 or 6 times, you need to know their fucking names because you sound pathetic. Talk about sounding three.
The one with the
you
horns. The one with the
Proxima Midnight.
The one with the horrible face, who's actually Nails.
Krovus Glaive.
And then the other one with the massive sword, who's big, who looks a bit like Hulk,
Black
but
Dwarf.
Ugly. Great.
There you go.
Thank
all
you.
Minions of Thanos. Children of Thanos, if you will.
You do.
But you, right, you have got a gift here. You've got a gift. I would give anything in the world if someone could invent like a pill or something that you take and you just forget Breaking Bad and then you can watch it again and enjoy it, or you just forget the Marvel films. You've literally forgot them. And you go, oh, what's happening? Chris, what's he going to do? Is he dead now? So is that Thor dead? What happens to him? When does he come back into it? And I'm like, and I have to go, I can't remember. I've seen it like 20 times, but I have to say I can't remember. You've got a gift. Don't waste it.
I just like to know.
It's ridiculous. Your mom's the same. Your mom, we'll go to your mom. You need to watch like The Sinner or whatever. It's brilliant. Your mom will go, what happens? Well, I don't want to tell you. No, like what? And your mom wants to know, literally. Have you seen The Sixth Sense? No? Is it good? Yeah, it's good. Tell us all about it. Bruce Willis is a ghost. Okay, I'll watch that. It sounds great. That's what your mom does.
I think she does like it. Just don't think Sandra can deal with any more disappointment in her life. So she just... Bit like me at the minute.
No disappointment, no surprises.
I just like to know what's going to happen, yeah. I don't want any surprises. I just want to know and I'll feel better.
Right.
I get where she's coming from. We're very similar like that, actually. Mom, I've got your back. I love you, Sandra. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Question from the public. Public.
Public.
Ah, I beat you.
Oh, really? Is that it? Oh, great. As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Thank you all so much. There's so many brilliant emails in there. And some people, you know what? Some of you are just emailing nice things in. And now and then, as I'm going through them all, it is nice to just hear a nice little thing. So yeah. Thank you very much. Shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Send us anything you want within reason.
Yes, please.
Got a serious one here.
Oh, okay.
I read it and I thought, there's not much comedy value in this, but I thought I wanted to help.
All right, okay. Well, we did start off as a bit of a helping kind of podcast.
We're going to do it again now. Back to the old school.
Right, okay.
Taking it back to the old school. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Hope all is well in the Ramsay household. Yeah, could be better.
It's terrible.
Apparently the bin stinks and it's freezing.
It is. It's like we're in space. It's really cold.
My dilemma is this. I'm a 25-year-old lad and I have a great relationship with my mum. He's wrote mum, but I'm changing it. It's just been us growing up, as my father wasn't around, so we are incredibly close.
Oh.
Unfortunately, her dad, brackets my granddad, passed away, so now I take over all of the DIY for her and help her, insurance and repairs, etc.
Amazing.
The issue is this. I lived with my mother until 5 years ago when I moved out with my partner, but my mother is still living alone and isn't seeing anyone. But this is soon to change. Her friends are helping her set up a profile to meet people so she can find love again. Is there any advice you can give me on how to act towards this? I've never seen my mother with anyone and it's only been us two. I don't want our relationship to change and I don't know how to act around a new fella if my mother finds one. I obviously want her to be happy and not be lonely anymore, but I worry about what the future holds.
Oh, okay.
I just thought we'd give him a hand. Genuinely, yeah, no piss taken here.
That's a valid worry.
He said any advice would be great.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can only say from my experience from a broken home, of that the time does come when your parents do meet other people.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a bit weird at first.
Mm-hmm.
But then it actually becomes a little bit normal as long as they're okay, you know. And I think you've just got to bear in mind that you want your mum to be happy.
I would agree. And it's only going to be hypothetical for me because I obviously don't know this.
Because
I think my mum and dad just gave up on being happy and just settled.
I'm joking. Your mum and dad have a lovely marriage. Something that
I'm very lucky. I know I'm really lucky for my mum and dad to still be together. I know.
And they like each other. Your mum still laughs at your dad's jokes.
You stopped laughing at mine ages ago. You put a fake one on for this podcast. The most you've ever laughed, actually, the most you've ever laughed at me recently was at the beginning of this podcast when I told you I told me to the 2020 tour.
And what I like about that is I'm laughing at you, not with you.
Full on Nelson from The Simpsons pointing. Ha ha.
Yeah.
But much longer. Yeah, dude, you just want your mum to be happy. Obviously, you want to be safe. So, you know.
What I would say is obviously, if your mum's never done online dating or anything like that, don't go out on an evening for drinks. Maybe just start off going for coffees with people. So I think that's a bit safer.
Nice little walk outside at the moment, you know, sign of the times.
Yeah.
There we go.
Lush.
Hope that's helped, dude.
Good luck.
Right, back to shit, piss and fingering stories. Let's go.
Come on.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Mm. Please keep me anonymous as I promised my parents I would never speak of this again.
Oh, ooh.
What a beginning that is.
Promised my parents.
Parents, what a beginning that is.
Right, okay.
It all started when my dad was looking in the loft and found old tapes of us as children that he took on our holidays and at Christmas, etc. using his camcorder. As smartphones didn't exist then, this was the only way that he could capture our childhood memories. The only problem was our camcorder that he used was now broken, so he had no way to view them. My mum happened to mention this to our elderly neighbour. As a bit of background, he lives alone and has no family in this country, so we welcomed him in like a granddad, making sure he wasn't lonely and brought him birthday and Christmas presents and genuinely made him feel part of the family.
Oh, that's
sweet. Isn't that bloody lovely?
Lovely.
So lovely.
He's going to find something horrible on these tapes, so I'm already gutted for him. Anyway.
He said that he had a camcorder that he hadn't used for years that we could try. Very kind of him.
Oh, they're going to find something.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah.
He gave the camcorder to my dad, who didn't get around to checking it for a week or so. When he got round to it, my dad opened the slot to put a tape in and he realised that there was already a tape in there. So out of curiosity, he played it. To his horror, a full-on homemade pornographic tape from about 25 years ago of the elderly neighbour started playing. Not nice sex either. Like disgusting, filthy sex.
Oh no.
that you don't think actually goes on. My dad screamed and is traumatised that he has seen our next door neighbour's knob. My question is, what do we do with the tape? My suggestion was giving the whole thing back and say it didn't work, but my dad thinks that we should tell him. What do you think we should do?
Do not. You can't tell him. You cannot tell him, oh, hang on a minute. I've watched enough minging programmes to see the bottom of this. Is he just a down and out dirty perv and he's give them a thing and they're going to watch that?
Well.
Do you know what I mean?
We can't look at him as the same frail old man anymore as my man thinks that he maybe knew they were there and wanted us to see.
I think so. I think he did. I think he's getting his last kicks in before he kicks the bucket himself.
Goodness me.
Dirty old perv. Once a perv, always a perv. Yeah, that's what I say.
I suppose age doesn't stop me being a perv, does
it? You know, like, it's that thing of when my nana, oh, I hate to bring my nana into this conversation because she's not a perv, but she always says, like, I'm an 82-year-old woman, but in here I'm 35. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm a 35-year-old stuck in this old woman's body. She always says that. And then it just makes me think that if you've been a perv when you're 35, you're still a perv when you're 85.
Oh, absolutely, aye. You're just a much slower perv.
Yeah, not as quick to the draw. Still a perv, though. Probably absolutely. Even worse.
Do not send that tape to us, by the way. Don't you dare.
I mean...
No!
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so sometimes on Twitter, people see things on the internet and then send them to us because they're like, this belongs on the podcast. And somebody sent me this and I screen grabbed it last week. And I don't know if you've seen this, so let's see what you think about this, right? My boyfriend, so this is a female who's 24, the boyfriend's 25, male, sleeps in a nest of clothes and towels and refuses to buy a bed.
Shut up.
Do you want to hear the back
no
the story?
Way. Yeah. Yes, I do. So imagine says, I didn't. Imagine I said no and we moved on.
I know. I think this must have been on Reddit or some sort of relationship advice.
Right.
Okay, so here we go. I have been dating my boyfriend for 3 years and I only just finally visited his apartment this week, which is a bit weird.
Really strange.
I was amazed to see in his bedroom there is no bed. Instead, there is a huge pile of clothes and towels in the middle of the room. My boyfriend said it is his nest and he sleeps in it. I could not believe this. Do you know what? I totally believe that this is... I can imagine this.
So, right, my first question before you even go any further
There's
is...
There's more. Hang on,
when he sleeps at hers... Does she get onto this? When if he's ever slept at hers, she'd never been his. So I'm assuming he goes to hers, unless they've never been to each other's
house. I'm not sure.
So when he sleeps over or sleeps at someone else's house, is he comfortable in their bed? Or is it like, you know, when you watch films about someone who's been like a soldier, like Rambo, like sleeps on the floor.
And then they come home and sleep on the floor.
Yeah. Like, so is it like, you know when you take too much stuff and people go, bloody hell, you're staying for a year. You've got a massive suitcase. You go,
oh,
you're only staying for one night. Oh no, it's me bed.
Well, I can't remember because I read this last week. Right, okay. So he showed me how he does it and he kind of curls up into a ball in the middle and piles some of the clothes and towels on top of him. And that's how he sleeps.
It's so ridiculous. Like a fucking dog.
He told me he had never had a guest in his nest before, but I was welcome to try. Or I could sleep on the sofa. So he's got a sofa. It turns out The reason he had not invited me to his apartment is because he was embarrassed about his nest. Rightly so.
Motherfucker, there's buy more. A bed, dude.
I thought it was very odd to have a nest.
Stop calling it a nest!
But I tried to sleep in it with him. I found it very uncomfortable and weird, and I also noticed it smelled.
Of course it fucking smelled!
I went to sleep on the sofa. In the morning, my boyfriend confronted me and said, "Why do you hate my nest?" I said, I thought it was weird, uncomfortable and smelly. I asked, does he wash those clothes? He said he doesn't because he doesn't wear them. They are just nesting materials.
Oh my God, he's a fucking hamster.
I said he should still wash them. He said, if we were going to take the next step and move in together, I would need to accept his nest. I said, if we move in together, we're getting a bed. He said he would rather never go to sleep if he couldn't use a nest. I said, fine, maybe we'll get a two-bedroom apartment. He took offence to this. I told him his nest was stupid as a mud crab, which I admit was childish. And that's the end of that.
That is ridiculous. That's ridiculous. But he's like a vampire.
I believe that that is a true story.
1,000,000% that's true. There's no way that's fake.
If I was seeing somebody, mm-hmm. even if I've been seeing them for 3 years, yeah. right, and I found out that they slept in a pile of clothes and towels on the floor, I would, right there and then, I would never see them ever again.
I love that, yeah. They're having a discussion about moving in. Just like, if we're moving together,
we're getting a bed.
For fuck's sake, man. A nest. His posture, his back. It must be in. He must be in pain all the time.
Must be awful.
Doesn't wash them. Now, I remember an ex-girlfriend of mine had a dog.
Did she have a nest?
No, she had a dog. So she reminds us this, the dog was so clever what the dog used to do. Mm. So whenever you go around, if it was winter and they'd done a wash, and they'd done the wash and they'd washed the towels would be on the radiator. And every now and then you'd hear the mum shouting at the dog because the dog would pull, if the towel was on the radiator, he'd wait till it was dry and warm.
Brilliant.
And then pull the warm towel off the radiator and lie underneath it.
Brilliant.
To keep him warm.
Yeah.
Fucking genius. That's what this guy's doing, essentially.
Just with his own shit.
Unbelievable.
That's horrible, that, though.
Lies in it and just like piles it on top of him like a fucking, like a turtle in the sand.
Yeah, but in my eyes, there'd have to be a lot of clothes and towels. Like, that's not...
So many.
That's so many to make it even half nest. Comfortable. Oh, it would stink.
Oh.
It would absolutely honk.
How does he... I've got so many questions.
I know.
How does he do it?
What does he use as a blanket? Does he just put some of the clothes on top of
That's what he said, yeah. She says there's no blanket. That's what she said. There's no
blanket.
Yeah,
he just puts
pulls bits of them round him and on top of him.
Wow.
So sometimes in the night, he will roll and move and he'll have no clothes on him. So, you know, sometimes you wake up and the duvet is a bit down by your feet and you've got to pull it up. He's got to, like, just fucking pull, like, socks and
trousers,
towels. And... What a minger.
What a minger.
He's the worst. I'm baffled. I'm so happy that story's come into my life.
Do you not feel like now we might be onto something as entrepreneurs and we could make like a special bed called a nest?
I mean, why has he not got like a big dog bed? Because it's got sides. He could have a big dog bed. If he likes, he'd have a paddling pool, blow the paddling pool up and put them all inside so they don't go further out. Because now you know he's going to, I can see him in my head walking past it and with his foot, scraping his foot across the ground and sort of piling them all into the middle. What a murderer.
What about buttons in that?
Zips.
They'd be so uncomfortable. It's like having a crumb in your bed. You'd have like a zip up your arse. Do you know what I mean? Very enjoyable. I'm glad you like that.
Oh, man.
Thank you to whoever sent that to me.
Wow. Wow.
Right. Carry on. Done my bit for the day.
Wow.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, guys. Hope you're all well. I can't believe I haven't sent this in before, but I wanted to share this story with you to see if you think it's as weird as I do. My sister was living in London, living her best life on Tinder. She'd had a few dates with this guy, and he seemed nice, and things were progressing. She took him back to hers, and they moved into the bedroom. After some kissing, etc., they were about to get down to it when he stopped, got up, moved down to her feet, and licked her entire body from foot to toe in one big line over the top of her clothes.
Oh.
He licked her skinny jeans and up her top. She said it freaked her out, but she had sex with him anyway.
No, she didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she didn't. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've had some desperate times in my past, but if someone's licking me clothes, I wouldn't be having sexual intercourse with them.
And he stopped and he stood up and he's had a lay there and he's literally went and he started at foot and in one long line he's gone all the way up like a big long
snail trail.
The way up to her face. That's like a robot has been programmed to like learn sexual behaviors, and it's someone has installed the song "Let me lick you up and down
till you say stop,"
and it's took up and down to just mean one fucking line.
How dry
crazy
would it be by the hip? It'd be so dry.
Yeah, probably like, anyway, oh, 2 seconds. You want any water? Right, I'm off again. Oh.
I've got another question
jeans
about this.
Yeah,
got another question.
Uh-huh.
Why is it? Why does her brother know this?
I think she's her sister.
Oh, the sisters?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I imagine it's her sister.
I thought it was... All right. Why did I think it was a brother?
I don't know. Because I was reading it, maybe.
Maybe's.
Yeah.
Just it's not to me. I would tell my brother.
But it's not something she's told
hey,
her brother because this is her sister.
Just let you know. Last night, met a guy off
Tinder.
I
think it would be worded.
Licked us all the way up my body with my clothes on.
I think it would be worded a lot differently if it was a brother. And it wouldn't be, I can't believe I haven't sent you this before. Would have got this on the first episode.
Yeah.
It'd be,
yeah,
my sister's a slag, listen to this! Like, it would have been the first. We'd have got this email before we started doing the podcast.
Very true. your jeans as
she
well
said, didn't see him again. Is it just me or is this really weird? I can't help but imagine how rough and dry his tongue must have been. Disgusting.
Oh, same.
Jeans. Skin. Can you imagine licking a pair of jeans?
Horrible.
Good God. People wear jeans. You don't wash your jeans often.
Never.
You wear them for a while, your jeans.
I wear my jeans for weeks. They walk themselves to the washing machine. They really do. That's shocking, that. Especially after a night
awful
out as well. Be lifting.
Awful.
Isn't there something? And she still had sex with him.
Well, it's the same as, you know, my boyfriend sleeps in a nest and we discuss maybe getting a two-bedroom house if we moved in together. Hey, man who sleeps in a nest, you want to move in?
What would you rather, right? Mm-hmm. Me having to sleep in a nest every night.
Right.
Or every time we have sex, I lick you fully clothed from your bottom to your top.
Oh.
What would you rather?
Who does the washing in this scenario?
What do you mean?
Who does the washing? Who washes
the
clothes?
The nest?
The clothes.
They don't get washed.
The nest never gets washed.
No.
And if you lick my clothes up and down, do you then wash my clothes for us or do I have to wash them?
No, you just keep wearing them.
Or they just go in the dirty washing as
yeah
usual.
Got pick the, you've
second
got to pick
one
the licking.
It's
got to
be the licking. Yeah. I couldn't be having you living in a
there
nest. Like,
I just needed to know.
No way.
Tempting
no
it.
Way. No.
Got a
should
lot
we
of
make
clothes
one for a laugh and see if it's actually comfortable? I bet you it must be fucking awful.
We could try it.
He's going to have spinal problems.
Mm.
He's going to have spinal problems.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Got an email here from a guy, and I think he might be the son of an evil genius.
Okay.
Right. My email is about the punishments that I had when I was younger. As I'm a dad now, I often think back to how I was punished and wonder how I will punish my son in the future.
Mm.
I'm from a family of four boys, so my parents were quite creative when we were naughty. Here's a few. A smack. Simple. You could. Different times. When the slipper came out, off we would sprint our bedrooms. We'd barricade the door with our bed so my dad couldn't get in. He would sit and wait sometimes, then give up. But as soon as we came out of our rooms, the slipper was waiting. Naughty.
Mm-hmm.
Two, mowing the lawn. You'd have to mow the lawn.
Okay.
Simple. Three, grounding. Simple. Four, no TV. Five, it never happened to me, but my brother bunked off school once and was caught because his friend wrote a note from my dad explaining that he was sick. The school knew straight away because my dad couldn't write very well and my mum always wrote the letters. My dad's hands were for smacking only. So when my dad found out, my brother was punished by being grounded and forced to paint the entire fence by hand with a small brush.
Wow. That's good.
It took him weeks of pain, but it taught me. What did it teach him? To never bunk off school, do you think?
Dunno.
Taught him to learn his mum's handwriting.
Brilliant.
Great. Number 6. My dad was a carpenter. Spent long days during the week at various building sites and jobs. The garage was full of tools, screws and nails. There were thousands of different shaped screws and nails. Unfortunately for us, my dad had mixed them up over the years. So when we were naughty, he sat us down and gave us all a box and made us sort them into new boxes of different shapes and sizes and functions. Wanker. However, this wasn't the worst part. He would inspect the boxes thoroughly throughout the day, and if he should find one screw in the wrong pile, he would tip them all back into the box and we would start again.
Oh my word.
Unreal punishments.
That's intense, isn't it?
What kind of punishments did you get as kids is the question.
That's really intense.
That's nuts.
Nothing that we would have to sit for hours and hours doing, I guess.
I almost think he didn't need them screws. I bet he had work screws that he just used and he kept on site, and I think they were just his punishment screws.
I can't believe they stuck to it.
Yeah, I mean, I doubt I could get a kid to do that.
I'd have run away. Did you never run away?
I threatened to run away once. I remember I packed my bag, I put a blanket and a biscuit in it, and I was like, right, I'm off.
Oh, we ran away all the time.
Really?
Yeah, I remember a particular time, not when I ran away, my sister ran away. Mm-hmm. And she, honestly, she packed her bag. I was crying my eyes out, right? Because I was just like, mom, she's gone. She's running away. My mum's like, well, good.
How old was she?
She must have been about 7 or 8. Right?
You're crying.
I was crying, yeah. I think Kevin was crying. Like, we were all devastated. Me, she packed her bag. She fully blown packed her bag. She was like, I'm going to Nana's. And my mum was like, well, good. Maybe she'll not put up with your bag and all this kind of stuff, blah, blah, blah. And then I do really remember. My dad was like, Sandra, she's actually going to do it. My mum was like, let her do it. And she got to the bottom of the street where there was like a junction.
Yeah.
She got to the bottom of the street. And I remember my mum was kind of like stood outside of the house looking, but not really looking. Yeah, and I was like, kid, come back. And I remember Kate stood at the bottom of the street at the junction, like looking over her shoulder, like, I'm going to Nana's. But then my mum was like, get, and she came running back. And then, but that she got the furthest out of all of work.
Bottom of the fucking street.
that was the furthest that she got.
Bearing in mind, you've worked in roads. So, I mean, you won there.
Oh, I was an adult then. I'm talking as kids. Oh, I was running away all the time, man.
Wow.
I'm running away. I hate it here.
Yeah, twice. I think it was twice I did it. Well, I went and sat on the wall at the front of the estate where I lived in South Shields. But he says here in the email, grounding. Do you ever get grounded?
Yeah.
It didn't work. I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast, but you know, grounding didn't work with me because I was in the house so much. My punishment was get out and don't come back in.
Oh, God, no.
I got opposite punishment.
Oh, because you were just a computer nerd.
I just was always in the house. Yeah, yeah. So it was like, right, that's it. You've been a little shit. Get out and get some fresh air. No, man, please. Get out there and play with your friends.
Socialise. No.
Standing on the field with all the lads playing footy going, oh, here, you fucking gimps.
No, really, was it?
No, I
used to get grounded all the time. Like, all the time. Yeah, that was it. Because I loved being out. So for me, it was like, you've got to stay and I'd just be gutted.
Do you ever have that thing where it was like, right, you're grounded. And you were like, fine. And then they were like, with no telly. And you were like, no, I can't believe she thought of that. I thought I'd found the loophole. I'll stay in and watch the telly. Oh, no.
Babadoo, 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 babadoo.
Quick one here. Chris and Rosie, would you rather have penises for hands or vaginas for feet?
Ew.
This is from Ferret Bath. Sorry, Ferret Bath. Ferret in Bath.
In Bath.
A ferret in a bath.
Great. Penises for hands or vaginas for feet? Vagina feet.
Why?
Dunno, flatter. Which way is the vagina? So I'm guessing the slit and everything's on the sole of your feet.
That's an awful word.
I've got a vagina. I can say what I want about it.
Still the word slit. Oh, hey.
I didn't slit. That is horrible. But that is what it is. It is it. So
no, stop.
Right, or the lips on the bottom, on the sole of the feet?
Yeah.
Okay.
I imagine on the bottom.
Be sensitive little walk.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't have to turn that underfloor heating up very hot, would you?
I'd be like, I'm just going for a little run.
You're loving it, wouldn't you?
Just Join the local running club. Lost loads of weight. Very because you got a clit on you.
You're very musical, Rosie. You're always tapping your feet. Shut up.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. I have a beef with my boyfriend, not you guys. Lol. Thanks for that. It's kind of trivial. I've read this email and I don't think it is trivial. Right? But here we go.
Okay.
It's kind of trivial, but it gets on my nerves. We have been together for 9 months and live together.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's early. Go hard or go home. However...
We did that. Anyway.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Wow.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Quick to forget. Christopher Ramsey.
It's just a massive mistake I made.
Okay.
However, he has never taken or posted a photo of us once. Even on my birthday and New Year. Silly, I know, she says, but he still has photos of his ex on his social media.
Wanga!
Am I overreacting? What would you guys do? Please keep me anonymous. Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
I knew this would get you excited. Look,
right.
You. Bloody.
So.
Guys, our vagina feet are quivering here. It's just well excited.
Let's just have a little rub on the floor. Right, what I need to know, which we'll not find out annoyingly, but does he still post things? Still active on his social media? Because if he is, then that's shocking. He thinks you're a munter and he doesn't really want to be with you. So
wow.
Finish him.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Well, that's the crack, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I would totally agree. Bless us, just saying that there's not a problem here and it's a bit silly. I don't think it's silly. I think he's made you think it's trivial, mate. But I don't think it is.
And delete the pictures of your ex. I think some men and women do that to... weirdly keep their
keep
new
the
people
on,
no, on their toes or something. Like, I think it's a really manipulative thing to do.
Right.
I think it's like, well, I've still got pictures of me. So everyone knows if they've got pictures still of their ex on social media.
Yeah.
Like, you delete them. You detag yourself from the whatever. Like, you just do if you're in a new relationship. That's a thing.
Courtesy.
Yeah, but she says, I'm trying to think. No, I haven't. God, I don't know.
You didn't change your voicemail to Rosie Ramsey from Rosie Winter for about 6 months after we were married. I remember I had to have a fucking intervention with you.
Oh, you went well hard on this. Because
it
I didn't...
It was months.
I know, but
it
I didn't...
It was months.
I didn't do my passport or anything for
Hi,
ages.
Hi, this is Rosie Winter. Leave a message. Who? Who? Have I phoned the past? That bitch doesn't exist anymore. She's Rosie Ramsey now because he put a ring on it. Right?
Did it upset you that much?
Oh, I was fuming. Every time I rang you, I was like...
Do you know what it was?
What?
Sheer laziness.
Yeah, we're going then.
Sheer couldn't
and I believe
be arseness.
That. I believe that because I know what you like.
Mm-hmm. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Rosie, I've had an email here and I'm shocked to my very core.
Okay.
And it's slanderous and I'm upset.
Right.
Someone is claiming that I'm not officially bike guy.
Oh.
Someone is claiming I'm not a real bike guy and I don't love my bike.
Why?
Because they've sent someone in who does more.
Oh.
It's a link to an article. Man caught trying to have sex with his bicycle has been sentenced to 3 years on probation.
Oh.
And I take that. That's fine.
How? Where?
So this was a while ago. This was like 2007.
Where was he having sex?
Well, his name, which I'm not going to say, admitted...
Oh, please say his name.
No. Admitted a sexually aggravated breach of the peace by conducting himself in a disorderly manner and simulating sex. He was caught in the act with his bicycle by cleaners in his bedroom at a hostel. The prosecutor told the sheriff... They knocked on the door several times and there was no reply. They used a master key to unlock the door, then observed the accused wearing only a white t-shirt, naked from the waist down. The accused was holding the bike and moving his hips back and forth to simulate sex. Both cleaners, who were extremely shocked, told the hostel manager, who called the police. The sheriff said, in almost 4 decades in the law, I thought I had come across every perversion known to mankind, but this is a new one to me. I have never heard of a cycle sexualist.
Oh, Chris. The bike booker.
The bike booker. Ring, 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 ring. The guy has denied the offence. He denied the offence, claiming it was caused by a misunderstanding after he had had too much to drink. Misunderstanding.
Yo, I thought it was. I thought it was my wife.
I thought the bike was. I thought that bike was well up for it.
Where was he putting his penis?
Know. I don't.
In
know.
The bike.
I don't know, but you know, I am no longer bike guy. He's bike guy.
He is bike
and
guy.
And there's nothing I can do. I mean, there's something I can do to take the crown, but I'm not prepared to do it.
Please don't. because you've got two of them, and I don't want your first threesome experience to be with a couple of babes.
Babadoo, 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 babadoo. Hi, Rosie and Bike Wanker. Thank you.
Bike Booker. I'll have you know.
Please keep me anonymous, as this is a very specific story and I know the friends involved listen to the podcast. I think by the end of the story, you'll agree that they have suffered enough.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested.
My friend and his girlfriend were spicing things up in the bedroom by going through all the classic kinks. On the menu for the night in question, pun absolutely intended, was food play. You may be thinking this would take the form of a bit of chocolate off the nipples or squirty cream off the bell end. That's not what I was thinking anyway. But no. Our hapless couple had purchased a bag of jelly beans. My friend's girlfriend went about inserting a handful of the beans into her lady parts, and he went to work hunting them out with his tongue.
Oh, gosh.
Following the post-jelly bean sex that ensued, they decided it would be wise to debrief. So to make sure that my friend had gotten all the beans out and that they weren't going to have to be hunting for any pesky hideaways. So my friend happily said to his girlfriend that he had found all 6 jelly beans that she had popped up herself, and he had hoped that she'd enjoyed the experience as much as he had enjoyed himself. Imagine the confusion when she states that she did not put 6 jelly beans in there, but had actually only inserted 5.
What? What was the other thing? What?
The pair went back and forth for a while. My friend, certain that he had swallowed 6 jelly beans, while his girlfriend, rightfully so, pointing out that she would remember the number of gelatin-based snacks that she had pushed up into her vagina. Very nice. After a few days, they were still not able to agree, and my friend had started to exhibit some worrying symptoms. So they decided, to be on the safe side, they would pay a visit to the local sexual health clinic.
So confused.
They recounted the story in full at the clinic, and a few tests were done. Several more days passed and they finally received clarification that they were waiting for. The clinic advised, based on the test results, that my friend had indeed swallowed 5 jelly beans from his girlfriend's vagina. Mm. And it turns out that the mysterious 6th jelly bean was not a jelly bean at all. Not. What my friend had so happily gobbled down was, in fact, a herpes cluster. That noise you've just made is the same noise I made when I read this email. Outside, I went, no!
Okay. Now, listen, I actually want to take a minute here because I don't like slagging off herpes because, right, herpes is a thing that you can get, like, when you're younger and it never goes. Yeah. It can flare up and I think that's shit because I will outwardly say now I've had chlamydia before and it was horrific. I rang my mum. I was devastated. She was probably really ashamed of us, but I had no one else to tell.
Same.
You've had it before. But it goes. You take the medicine, it goes.
Yeah.
Herpes is something that flares up all the time. But a cluster of herpes. So what is that?
His girlfriend was unaware until then that she was carrying herpes, let alone that she had a small cluster forming just inside her vagina. And he had managed to dislodge it with some particularly enthusiastic tongue action. The good news is that the couple are still together and are very happy. The bad news is that they now both carry herpes for which there's no known cure.
Oh, so he's got it as well.
Yeah.
Oh.
The worst news is that my friend felt the need to share this story with me and I will never look at jelly beans the same way again. Thanks again for the podcast. P.S. Google image search herpes cluster, I dare you. I did and I never will again.
I don't... Oh, no.
Awful.
Oh. This is what happens when you stick stuff in you. When are people going to learn? That cluster, that could have stayed there quite happily, undisturbed, for a long time.
It's the worst.
But no, he's now got herpes.
Yeah.
And she's got herpes.
Oh.
And he's eating herpes.
And in the bloody go to the gym, you know what they do? Burpees.
I hate, do you know what? I hate burpees more than I hate herpes. I'll tell you that
both
now.
Burn. Both burn.
Like a motherfucker. Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you once again for listening to this week's Shag Marinoi, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Guys, thank you very much. We've laughed, we've cried, we've been disgusted, we've been amused, and we're going to do it all again next week. Ovs. ShagMarinoid@gmail.com if you want to get in touch. We bloody love you for keep coming back. Thank you.
We've got a spare half an hour now before Robin comes back from nursery. Just wondering if you fancy sticking them jelly beans somewhere where the sun don't shine.
I'm going to go out on my bike.
Oh, is that what you're doing,
I'm
is
not
it?
Taking my phone.
Is that what you're up to?
Don't call.
Wow. Dunkirk. Great.
Do we have any condoms?
I bought these in specially.
I bought some bike lube today.
That's WD-40.
It's not a lubricant, it's a degreaser. Very common, very, very common mistake people made. Do not put WD-40 on your bike chain and then just go for a ride. It degreases the chain.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.